Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth now in the topic of the carbon that a goy is chayav to bring. And we explained pshat in a mirasa legavok and mesirasa lehedyot that it's not a kinyan, an actual kinyan, rather, what happens is he has his dibur, and his dibur that's mechayev him to bring this carbon is mechel echalos in this carbon, that the carbon becomes holy, and immediately has to bring the carbon. So it's not in the parish of Nidarim, of the chiyuv of Moitzvah Sasecha Tishmor Bal Yachel, what a Jew has, but there's a chiyuv on the gavra mikoch the dibur of the neder, and memela the animal becomes whole and he has to bring it. So it's lav midin amira legamosh you can maisa kinyan shel mesira lehediyot. Not that it's a maisa kinyan. So it's an amidin eschayves maman. But rather midin miyuchad shel dibur shel neder hamevi chalois din maman. There's a dibur neder that brings a chalois din maman, and that applies to the goy as well. He has a din neder that he has to bring it. Memela, there's a chalais on this mammon, that it's a carbon that he has to bring because of his dibur haneder. So this is Ayidei Hilchos Nedarim. He creates this chalos on the animal. Kol sheish dibur shel neder chayel mikoyach hadibur achalois hektish, like we saw by nidre hektish. Since there's a dibur of neder, that's what's meichel achalois hektish, and so too when the goy wants to bring his carbon. So the Ritvan is chedushim, asked the kashif Tosfos why this is not enumerated in the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, this din of bringing the carbon that he says he's going to bring. And he answers that there's no din iser v'heter. It's the din Torah that if it's mechusar eiver, it's pasul karbon. That's why it's not enumerated in the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach. It's not a din of iser v'heter, that something is aser for him or mutter for him, but rather that if it's mechusar eiver, it's pasul karbon. So why does Tosfos not like the Teretz of the Ritva? It's a great reason why it's not in the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, because it's in psul in the karbon. We also have to understand, Tosfos is makdim to say that akum arnojim nidar medavis ki yisrael l'chein omer lo havei shalem. Goyim making a dharma and a dove is like Jewish people, and therefore we say, bring a shalem. But even without that, we learn from the pasuk Mikol Achai, Shemachusar Ever Pasul B'nei Noach. So from that we see that they have a din of Akrabas HaKarbanas. Otherwise, why are we passing Mechusar Ever? So we don't need to come on to know from the dharma and dove is Ki Yisrael. And therefore, Lachain Omer La'avei Shalem, we tell them to bring a carbon shalem. Even without that, since we have a pasuk of Mikol Achai that Mechusar Eiver is possible of Menoyach, we see that he brings karbanos, and Mele we say to him, bring a shalem. You don't have to be makdim the Gemara of Nodim and Darvin Davis Kako. The Achronim are also Tamei on Tosfos. They ask afterwards why we need a pasuk to Asr Mechusar Eiver be Yisrael. Is there anything that miyika midi de la'akum asr l'israel mutter? Anything that akum for goy, it's asr for a Jew, it's mutter? So what b'chal do you need a pasuk to asr mechusar eiver be Yisrael? It's pashat miyika midi de la'akum asr l'israel mutter. V'arei l'fi devrayim, Shein zeh lekum vaaseh, sharm lo havei shalem. Lefi divrei HaTosfos, that it's a kum vaaseh, we say bring a shalem. There's no klal of mika midi. Only by Yisr we say. It's nothing that's usher for a Jew, that's mutter for usher for a goy, that's mutter for a Jew. But by mitzvah, we don't have that klal. So maybe a goy has something he has to do here. Havei shalem. It doesn't apply to a Jew. Why about you? Why does Tosfos ask? Why we need a pasuk da'asim mechusar eber be Yisrael? You can't have something that's la'akom asr li'Yisrael mutter. Yeah, but this is not a din of isim mutter and asr. This is a din of a mitzvah. Something he has to do. So there, the goy has to do it and the Jew doesn't. What's Tosfos kasha? So it appears as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, asks why we don't include in the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach Yom V'Layla Lo Yishboisu, that Goy Sheshavas Chayev Misa. So why isn't that included in the Sheva Mitzvot? My answer is Kum Vaaseh Lo Choshev. It's Kum Vaaseh. And since it's Kum Vaaseh, it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvot. We have to understand the meaning of Kum Vaaseh Legavi Shabbos. What's the Kum Vaaseh? You can't say there's a Kum Vaaseh to do Avodah on Shabbos. So the explanation is that in all Sheva Mitzvot, Chiyuv Misa is that he did something that it's forbidden for him to do. Legabe Shabbos, the chiyuv is not to keep Shabbos, is not to be shoves, but not to do malacha. The chiyuv, excuse me, Legabe Shabbos, normally by the Sheva Mitzvahs, the Chiyuv Misa is that he did something it's also for him to do. But Legabe Shabbos, the Chiyuv, is not that he was Shoves. It's not that he was Shoves and it was also for him to be Shoves. But rather that he didn't do Malacha. So this explains why it's Kum Vaaseh. Why did Kum Vaaseh? Because why is he Chayev Misa? He's not Chayev Misa because he was Shoves. He's Chayev Misa because he didn't do Malacha. So since that defines his Avera, that he didn't do malacha, the male it's considered kum vaaseh that he has to do malacha. It's not that he's a mitzvah to do malacha, but that he is in a veira not to do malacha. Shelo asa malacha, he's over on this iser. And the male we define it as a kum vaaseh to do malacha, in order not to be over and not doing malacha. And that's also the beer in Tosfos. Mashachayev Misim lo hevi shalem. When he's chayev Misa, if he doesn't bring a shalem, it's not because he brought a chaser, but that he's obligated to bring a shalem, and he didn't bring it. And on the not bringing of the shalem, he's chayev Misa. And therefore, it's not considered part of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Right? Tosfos here asks, why is it not considered part of the Sheva Mitzvahs? So Tosfos answered, as we saw in the first shiur, it's kum vaaseh. The high kum vaaseh, the ish ish mar binan, shalkum nodem and darm davis Yisrael. Vim noder machuser evar, minin lo kum vahave karben shalem. The kum vaaseh lo choshiv. So what's pshat? Pshat is that the Avera is not that he brought a chaser. The Avera is that he was obligated to bring a shalom and he didn't bring a shalom. And on the not bringing of the shalom, he's chayev misa. So that's considered a kum vaseh. He was obligated to bring a shalom. Just like by Shabbos, the chiv is not that he was shayves. Chiv is that he didn't do malacha. Chiv here is not that he didn't, that he brought the chaser. It's that he didn't bring the shalom that he was obligated to bring. Therefore, it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvah. It's considered kum va'aseh. And now we understand the kash of Tosfos, that they ask for mi gamidi. Because only on a mitzvah mamish, we say that we don't have this klal. That how can you have something that's usher to a Jew, that's mutter to a goy? So we asked on that. Yeah, but here we're dealing with a mitzvah. You can have a mitzvah that a goy has that a Jew doesn't have. What's the problem? The Gemara only says you can't have an isser that applies to a Jew and doesn't apply to a goy. But a mitzvah to comply to a goy and not apply to a Jew. Because only on a mamish a mitzvah, there you don't have this klal. It's mamish a mitzvah, could apply to a goy and not apply to a Jew. But here it's also an isser. Just the isser is not that he brought a chaser. The isser that he wasn't mekayim his chiyuv to bring a shalom. So there is an isser involved. The chiyuv was to bring a shalom and he didn't bring it. So he's over an isser. And then we say, mi kamidi. By not bringing his shalom, he was over an isser. Mi kamidi could be something that it's that an isser that applies to a Jew, that applies to a guy and doesn't apply to a Jew. If it applies to a guy, it most certainly applies to a Jew. Because there's nothing that's asur b'nei noyach and mutter li'isra. So here that it's asur b'nei noyach, in other words, because ben noyach has an isur not to bring a shalim, certainly as Yisrael has an isur not to bring a shalim, so why do we need a pasuk to asur mechusar ever by Yisrael? To tell you that a Jew's not allowed to bring a mechusar ever. It's pashut. If it applies to a goy, it applies to a Jew, and this isn't a regular mitzvah. This is an isur. The isur is not bringing the shalim. It's not just a mitzvah to bring a shalim, it's an isur not to bring. To not bring a shif. He doesn't bring a shalom, he's over an isser. Now we can also understand why Tosis brings Hadinoidin Darm Davidski Yisrael. So from this they learn that the din of the carbon of the Goy is like the carbon of the Yisrael. And there's Kedusha on it. And therefore, when he's Makdish and Machusarever and he's Makrivit, the isser is that he didn't bring a shalom. But if not for that pasuk, we would have thought that by a goy there's no kedusha at all. And then he could bring a behemah of chulin as a carbon. By learning that, by teaching that noidrim, by quoting the source, that noidrim nidarim nidavis ki Yisrael, here we learn that the din carbon of a goy is like the din carbon of a Jew and it has kedusha. And therefore when he's makdish mechusar aver, and he's a makir of the mechusar aver, the issue is that he should have brought a shalim. But if not for the pasuk, that you learn that goyim bring karbanos like Jews, we would have said that there's no kedusha on the carbon of an akum. He can bring a behemah schulin as a carbon. So this is very critical that they bring the Dharma Davis like a Jew, and therefore there's Kedusha on their carbon. Because it depends. If the Kedusha is Chal and he brings a carbon that's not Shalim, so you can be Machai of him because that he wasn't bringing a Shalim. Because he has to bring a carbon Hashalim and he didn't. So that's if it has Kedusha on it. Then it has Kedusha's carbon and he should have brought a Shalim and he didn't. But if there's no Kedusha's carbon, he could bring it even without Kedusha's carbon. So when it's Mechusar Eber, it's not a Metzius of a carbon. A carbon is defined as an animal that has Kedusha. So you can't say that there's an Isser that he didn't bring a Shalim. He didn't bring anything. You can't have a tain on him, why didn't you bring a shalim? Because he didn't bring anything. So that's why the Tosis had to say, no, they bring the Dharma Dovas like Israel. So their animal has the status of a carbon, has Kedusha's carbon. Ah, their animal has Kedusha's carbon. If their animals have Kedusha's carbon, then he has an obligation to bring a shalim. If he didn't, he's over and not bringing a shalim. But when, if you say that he doesn't, if you don't say that, if you don't have this pasuk, lulei the pasuk, that we learn that they have a din like a Jew. So if he brings it mechusar eber, he isn't over on anything, because it's not a metzius of a karban. You can't say he has an Isser when he doesn't bring a Shalim. So it emerges that according to Tosfos, when it says there's an Isser on Bnei Noach, the Gemara says that there's an Isser on the Bnei Noach. Yes, Bnei Noach are taka over an Isser when they bring a Mechusar Eber, according to Tosfos. According to the Ritva, it's just a Psul and Mechevtza. That's why the Ritva says, not including Shevim, it's Bnei Noach, it's just a Psul and Mechevtza. But that doesn't stem so well with the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara of the Lashon is Asr of Bnei Noach. There's an Isser for the Bnei Noach. So what's the Isser? The Isser is that he was supposed to bring a Shalim, like Tosfos says. And by not bringing a shalim, he's over. Because this animal has Kedusha's carbon, and he was obligated to bring a carbon that's a shalim. He ended up bringing a chaser. And again, we bring the Nodim and Dharma Davis Ki Yisrael to tell you that it has Kedusha's carbon. And Mela, when he brings a non-shalim, he's over. So that's Pilei Plos. On Kopanim, we have a beautiful four segments. We had to explain the union of Amira Legavoa Ba'akum, what obligates a guy to bring a carbon. And we explained the union of, we spoke about his Chayvus Bedibur, Kinyan Adisa. Here the aside is that since Akum was Nisarabi b'hilchus karbanis, that he could be makdish a carbon b'harei zu, so it's muchuk that he has a parsha, that he can make a dibur shel neder shabayit echalais hektish. So even though he doesn't have the din of mitzvah v'sechat tishmor b'al yachel like a Jew does, but there's a chiv on the gavra mikoch dibur shel neder, and memela the carbon becomes holy. This Dibur Shel Neder makes a Chalais Mamen. And we understand, we even know Havana and why Shabbos isn't in the Sheva Mitzvahs. It's Kumvaseh, what's the Kumvaseh? Because the Chiv is not that the guy was Shavis, that he didn't do Malacha. That's what the Chiv is, because he's a Kumvaseh to do the Malacha. Because he's over if he doesn't. So the other side of it is Kumvaseh Malacha. And also that he's Chayiv Misa if he doesn't bring a Shalem. Not because he brought a Chaser. Because he's obligated to bring a shalom, and not bringing the shalom is the yisur. Mela is considered kum vaaseh. And it's not a regular mitzvah, and therefore we can say, like a midi, that it's usher for a goy and not usher for a Jew. And Mela is going to be usher for a Jew. Taisus says, how's it? How wedding to pasuk as a Jew? Of course, usher is usher for the goy. And we see it's an yisur. It's not a regular mitzvah. It's an isser if he doesn't bring the. It's not a mitzvah. It's an isser if he doesn't bring the. He doesn't bring a shalim. He has to bring a. He has to bring a shalim, and it's an isser if he doesn't. It's like he has to do malach on Shabbos, and it's an isser if he doesn't. And the Nodim Dov Novitz Yisrael is to tell you that it's a. That it has kedushas carbon. Otherwise, he's not over anything because he didn't bring a carbon. And we have a sach vas sured entire yid. So please stay tuned. This sugya, we have a lot more to say. Hopefully we'll continue on in Maseches Avodah Zarah. And we'll see more in the flux. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.